It's time now for Weekend Outdoors with Larry Weber. Weekend Outdoors is a regular feature here on North Shore Weekend. Local naturalist and retired teacher Larry Weber joins us to share his observations on what's going on in the great outdoors. Are you there, Larry?
I sure am, and the first thing I'm going to do, Kelly, is ask you how your snow is going up there.
Oh, wow. It's pretty deep. I mean, we got several inches, and we're going to get some more today, I guess.
Yes, I noticed from the Weather Service website this morning that the North Shore there was under a winter storm warning.
Yeah.
And that you're definitely getting more out of this system than we're getting. Yeah, we got about 3 inches of new snow, and it's absolutely, absolutely beautiful this morning. You know, and I was out for a walk. It was just outstanding. I want to have a little look back at the end of the month. We are coming to an end. January is ending, and one of the couple of the things that we expect from January, snow and cold temperatures, have both lived up to its name. Matter of fact, we have been a little bit colder than normal for the month. I was considerably colder, but because of this week and the milder temperatures this week, we are going to end up maybe a degree or a degree and a half colder than the normal of 8 degrees. We also a little bit less than normal with the amount of snowfall. We had a lot of snows. We just didn't have any big snows the entire month of January. So anyway, the total seasonal snowfall at this point, at the end of the month, we're going to reach 70 inches at the end of the month. And I usually consider the end of January about halfway through the snow season. Now, it's rare that you can take that number and double it and say, oh, we're going to get 140 inches for the whole season. No, it almost never happens that way. When it comes to snow, we are definitely weird. Either we have a lot in the first half and less in the second half, or we have a slow first half and a very full second half. But we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. Usually when the patterns are going like this, they continue to go like this. But February is a very dry month, so I don't usually expect big snows during the month of February. A couple other things of note is, as I said, the temperatures have been colder than normal, but one thing we normally expect to have happen in January is the January thaw. We never really had it. The warmest temperatures we had the whole month, the actual statistically warmer temperatures, came back about 1 minute after midnight on January 1 when we were 26 degrees. But if you put that out of the equation, the warmest temperatures came this week where we reached the mid-20s, and we did that more than one time. Fascinating week in many ways. Starting way back last Sunday, we were very cold. Took a wonderful walk on Sunday morning at minus 24. And it was one of these walks where you really see how critters can adapt to it. Yeah. Out there, we were not alone. We had a raven fly over, and of course, ravens are so tough and hardy. It was flying over as though it was just an ordinary day. And then we saw some movement in some roadside alders, and I stopped to take a closer look, and it was a flock of redpolls. Now, redpolls have pretty much avoided the bird feeders this winter. However, it was nice to know they were around, and they don't need us at all for food for the winter. There's plenty of alders, there's plenty of birches, and they go to those frequently for their seeds, and that's what this flock was doing. And even if it was minus 24, they were feeding as though it was just another ordinary day. And then on the roadside, I saw tracks of coyotes. Now, coyotes are a little bit misunderstood. A lot of people think of them as being in groups and like wolves, but they aren't usually. They're usually alone. Well, this case, we saw a pair of them. Now, the pair had to do with probably bonding, mating, for getting ready for the mating season. A little bit later, I found tracks of a solo one where it had done its scent marking, and scent marking is usually done as on regard to the mating season as well. So mating season going on right now, meaning that with a gestation of a little over 65 days or so, they will be having their babies in April. And that's pretty much normal. We expect that to happen in late January, just as we expect bears to have their cubs. Now, thanks to Lily, everybody is getting knowing of that. But until that happened, I think most people were surprised that bears have their cubs in late January. Other things of note, astronomically, we are approaching the new moon time, and the new moon time with some clear skies in the winter is just terrific stargazing. So if we get some clear skies, get out there and take a look. It's definitely worth the look. The days keep getting longer, and as we get into February, that happens rapidly. Boy, we really, we get 3 to 4 minutes added each day. It doesn't sound like much, but boy, it sure does. And by the end of February, we're already having sunset around 6 p.m. So that's something we definitely see happening. In addition to that, a little bit of a response. I noticed there earlier you had Molly Hoffman's program where she had a woodpecker drumming. Well, that was one of the sounds I heard this morning. Now, whether that's a sign of early mating season or not, I don't know. I think it was a hairy woodpecker, and hairy woodpeckers tend to do it at various times during the winter, but it was certainly a good sound to hear this morning. I've been seeing pileated around the house pretty much every day this week, and though they don't come to the bird feeders either, I am still very glad to see them. I have been, however, getting a woodpecker coming to the bird feeder that you probably don't get up there, and that is a red-bellied woodpecker. Even here, it's an unusual bird, but this female has been wintering with us, and she shows up every day. Otherwise, in the world of mammals, we still get the flying squirrels coming in for their fabulous show every evening. The only difference, we're still getting about 10 to 12 almost every night. The only difference is that they are showing up a little bit later. Back in December, they were arriving already some nights by shortly after 5 o'clock, and right now they don't arrive until around 6:30. But boy, when they show up, what a terrific show they give. And they just, they gather in numbers. They don't seem to attack each other. They handle the gregariousness very well, but they also go for the sunflower seeds. And quickly, the whole batch of sunflower seeds I put out is all gone. We are getting into February, and as we get into February, we have two interesting things to take a look at. Number one is this is the anniversary, February 2, 1996, 15 years ago. This is the anniversary of the coldest temperature officially ever recorded in Minnesota. You might remember, minus 60 at Tower. Yeah, that happened on February 2. The other thing is February 2 is Groundhog Day, and I'd suggest your listeners, you may have groundhog or woodchucks in the area, but don't go out expecting to see them. No, they're not going to be coming out of the burrow. They are real deep sleepers, and they won't even know if it's Groundhog Day. So that's one thing you will not be seeing. Anybody getting out and doing some cross-country skiing on this on these mild days, and I noticed it every day this week. For me, cross-country skiing means that I don't go very fast, and I do a lot of looking as I go, and I look at tracks along the way and so forth, so I'm always looking at the snow. Well, several days this week, 3 days this week, and looking at the snow, I saw insects walking across the snow. This is a kind of crane fly. They mature in the wintertime, and this is their time to be out, and they don't have wings, so they won't be flying. But they will walk off over the surface of the snow. So it's always kind of a neat thing to see insects active on these days. So enjoy the week, and thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Yes.
That was a local naturalist and retired teacher, Larry Weber, and he joins us at about 9:30 on North Shore Weekend regularly to share his observations on what's going on in the great outdoors.